Blog Talk Radio.
No shoes, trying to figure out what I'm gonna do about my rent, about my bills, about my aches and pain. Through it all, you kept making a way. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though I made mistakes, you look for me and never change. Can't help but say thank you.
Tuning in to 3G Radio. I am your host, Isaac Adams. Today is July the 12th, and this is another day that God has made, and so I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad that you are here. I am looking forward to our show. We have a lot to cover in just a short period of time, so we're going to bring you good music. We're going to bring you some solid word. We're going to bring you truth. That's what we're going to do here on 3G Radio. Everybody, those G's stand for giving God the glory. That's the name of our station. That's the name of our focus. What we want to do is to have an outlet for people to tell other people how good God has been to them. So that's why we created this station. So we want to hear from you, your testimonies. We want to hear your praise reports, definitely your praise reports. We want to hear from you. There's a lot of things that are going on, and we want to make sure that we cover some of these things. So there's a movement going on, Black Lives Matter movement, and this movement has been brought about because we want to stand up and say, hey, don't kill us. You don't have to kill us. There's been a lot of fatalities in the news as of late, over the last two years, from the hands of law enforcement. And people have gotten to the place where enough is enough. Enough is enough. My resisting arrest, my hands in the air, my don't shoot. We want the police to understand you don't have to kill us. You can de-escalate the situation. We don't have to die at your hands because we ran a red light or because we didn't have license. Don't kill us. So we're protesting. There's a lot of you that are out there protesting. There's a lot of people out there spreading the word. What we want to do is to ensure, though, that these, during these times, that we still speak and teach and preach love. Love us. We want to love you. It's not about the violence. We're tired and fed up of the violence. It's not about the violence. It is about love. God has always been about love, and we understand certain times and certain things. At times, things went a certain way. But I want to hear from you about this situation and also about our show tonight. Tonight's show is called Distractions. We want to talk about some of those things that distract you. What's distracting you from getting closer to God? What's distracting you from having a better relationship in your household? What's distracting you from getting more word into you? What's distracting you from God giving you more power? Our number is 215-383-3958. That is our station. That is our number. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. This is 3G Radio, y'all. I'm looking forward to our great show tonight. So make sure you guys stay tuned in. Molly, let's go get them.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. Yeah. When another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that. Give me that.
Oh,
anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone. The man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace. Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Hold that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. To walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people.
Uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
That.
Give me that.
Yes, 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 y'all. That's Molly Music. Kirk Franklin, give me that. What kind of God do you want? I want a kind of God that's going to be able to help me when I'm going through some things. I love, really love that song, you know. And a lot of times we have this in our mindset that we chose God when the reality is that he chose us. Come on now. He chose me. I thank God for him choosing me. So he could have chose so many people, but he chose me. He could have chose the person that was dancing next to you at the club, but he chose you. He could have chose the person that's sitting in the cubicle next to you, but he chose you. See, many are called, but a few are chosen. Come on now. So we have to begin to operate according to the will of God. We have to put our issues, our self to the side for the greater good. God has called us to do some awesome things. And in order for us to do that, we got to make sure that we understand that we can identify distractions. That's what tonight's show is about. It's about those distractions in your life. We want to make sure that you can identify those distractions. Sometimes distractions look real good in a skirt. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Oh, yeah. Sometimes distraction looks real good with muscles. Whoa, I'm just saying. I know y'all looking at me like, yeah, you got muscles. I mean, you can't really see them, but because we're on the radio. But sometimes we don't realize what the distraction is. Sometimes distractions look like mama, look like mom and them. What are your distractions? What are those things that are keeping you from getting closer to God? We want to know. We want to hear from you. Our number is 215-383-3958. This is 3G Radio, y'all. We got a lot to cover. But because there are so many things that are going on, there are so many people who are in need of what you have inside of you, that spirit that you carry around with you. So many people are struggling, spiritually struggling. Like any muscle, it needs to be fed. It needs to be utilized. So many people are struggling, and some people don't know how to pray. So that's why God put you in their lives to be that conduit, to be that voice that stands in the middle and intercedes on their behalf. So I want to make sure that we're doing our part as Christians. Even the Bible says, those who will call by my name shall humble, if they will humble themselves and pray. We need to begin to make sure that we're covering those who can't cover themselves. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father, for all that you are doing, God. I thank you for those lives that have been saved, Father, for those people who've come to you, Father, those people who are looking, Father, for another way, Father, for those who don't understand. There are so many people out there that are being bamboozled, God, by the enemy, but you told us that they would do that. You told us that the enemy would dress up as a wolf in sheep's clothing, God. But we know that the enemy is not going to keep his head hid for long. Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be that beacon of light, Father. Lord, to stand in the darkness, Father. When that light comes, darkness has to evade. It has to go elsewhere, Father. I thank you, Lord, for utilizing us and using us, Father. We give you the glory for everything, God. Look down upon us. Protect us, God. Continue to keep us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to strengthen us, God, as we take this journey, Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for just loving on us. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us. And we give you the praise, God, for everything, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Man, you know, there is a lot going on. Some of it is mere distractions. There's some things that are going on in your home that are distracting you. And so we want to get down to the nitty-gritty. We want to talk about what's distracting you. What's distracting you? Do you know? Are you able to identify the distraction? What does that distraction look like? That distraction look like? I was thinking about that word distraction, and it looks like it's two words. One is traction, dis and traction. What is this that's causing you to lose traction? I know I was reaching right there, but Somebody gonna be like, yeah. What's causing you to lose traction? That's considered a distraction. What makes let's get down with this, because I'm thinking about this now. Where did the distraction come from? How did it get to you? Was it something that was always there, but all of a sudden now it's a distraction? Relationships. Some relationships are distractions. You ever been in a relationship and then you wanted to do more, or you wanted to praise more, or you wanted to talk about God, but that's not what they wanted? They had no intentions. No, that's not what they wanted to do. That wasn't part of it. Let me tell you something. This is something I learned a long time ago. They said they will sin with you. Maybe they're not for you. I want somebody who's going to walk with me, because I want to follow me as a follower of Christ. I want somebody that's going to walk with me. If you close your eyes and you allow your partner, your significant other, to lead you, where are they leading you to? Be honest with yourself. If you close your eyes and allow your significant other to lead you and you just follow them, where are they going to lead you to? Some people will lead you directly to hell. Do you really want to go to hell for following the wrong person? Follow me as I follow Christ. Those were instructions. Follow me as I follow Christ. Those were instructions, but we got distracted because we were looking at the wrong things. We were bamboozled. We were fooled by our eyes. Our eyes looked somewhere else. It looked at what we thought was right for us. It looked at the legs. It looked at the legs on that young lady. It looked at the biceps on that young man. It looked at everything but Christ. Our distractions, we forgot to look at the cross. We forgot to look at the one who died for us. We forgot because we were so busy looking at everything else, because we wanted to be selfish. It wasn't about God at that time. It wasn't about Christ at that time. It was about Isaac at that time. One thing about me, you guys, if you don't know this, that I like to tell the truth. And I'm the first to admit that I've fallen. I've gotten back up. I'm the first to admit that I don't always do things right. I'm the first to admit that sometimes I get distracted. And sometimes my attitude, or sometimes the old me, rears and roars and stands up. I am human. But I thank God for grace. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God that I understand that I am not that old person anymore. I am a new creature, born again. See, I had to be born again because the old me had some real issues, and those issues weren't going to be allowed in heaven. So I had to be born again. So I've been born again. But yet still, if I don't stay focused, I can be distracted too. What's distracting you? What distracted you? Do you realize what it was? So the Bible says in Galatians 5:7, you were running a good race. What hindered you? What stepped in front of you? What tripped you up? What was it? Have you identified your distractions? Have you identified your distraction? We want to know. Our number here is 215-383-3958. This is 3G Radio, y'all. And we know the reality is that you're not perfect. But if you stay focused on Christ, you're going to be perfect in Jesus' name.
Anybody ever been here? I just want to take a little time and speak my peace.
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, being a dad or mom, I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better. When you needed me, there's a few times I did not come running.
I'm getting close. The more that I
baseball or playing basketball. I may forget to pray, it's been part of my day. Without talking to you, never saying thank you. Like I said, forgive me, I get better.
Hamilton, man, I love that song, man. There is nothing like the realization that you ain't perfect. You're not perfect. You're not even close to perfect. I don't think you are, but you're not even close to perfect. You wouldn't be good if it had not been for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't be good. You wouldn't even look that good. I'm just saying. But I want people, everybody, to understand that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Man, God saved me when I couldn't save myself. I wouldn't think about him. He saved me. You ever found yourself in a position you was rescued you? You was excited. Like, oh, like, you were looking for you. And we did it. It was great. It was the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. I'm going to tell you, it was times where I gave my life back to Christ and I started applying principles of tithing and praying and I started learning more and got closer to him. I saw my life flourish financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I wanted to do more and I felt so much better. I felt like I was rescued and the enemy had me, but God rescued me from the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. You ever just want to give God a holy shout? You ever want to let him know how wonderful he's been to you? That's why we created the station. This is the radio, y'all. Those DJs are giving God the glory. Our number 215-383-3939. We believe that God has called us to do some awesome things in ministry, and we're looking forward to taking on the challenge. To join our people and working with us, praying with us, growing with us. We want to distracted. And that's what tonight's show is about, those distractions. What does the enemy distract you? What does the enemy know about you that you, where you're going to be? You're in a person to be going to be. In the journey, if he can distract you while you're going through the journey, and to throw you to the place you want to be, come on. Suppose, but because it's awesome, God so good. And so what he did, allow grace and mercy to meet you. I think we're being sucked on from God to where he figured exactly what was going to be. Yeah, I was going to get distracted. So he said to me, watch out, beware of distractions. Same thing he did. Watch out, beware of distractions. So let's talk about some of the things that distract. Let's do that. Let's talk about some of the things that distract people. One of the things that I found out that it really distracts people a lot, this is a big one to me because I see people go through it and I realize that because somebody else is saying this or somebody else is influencing and they're listening. Human wisdom. See, there's a difference between human wisdom and godly wisdom. See, God's going to lead you down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. What he does is he gives you wisdom, godly wisdom, for his name's sake. See, because godly wisdom will pray for someone when you know that they need prayer. Come on now. It was wise for me to pray for you at this time because I understood that you needed prayer. That was so that God can get the glory of your life. Amen? But human wisdom don't care about any of that. It cares more about self. It wants to look good versus be good. Human wisdom is going to tell you that there is no God. I got here because of my mom and my daddy. They got here because they mom and their daddy. And it's like, what is that? Human wisdom would confuse you. But godly wisdom, he understands that he's the creator. You understand that he's the creator. So we don't worship the creation when we have a relationship with the creator. Those are some of the things. Human wisdom is a big one, man. I want to hear from you. You guys got our number here. It's 215-383-3958. I want to hear what's distracting you. This is another big one I wanted to cover because I know with our people, a lot of times money is something that distracts people, that distracts us. Not having enough money. For the love of money, the root of all evil, we don't hear the truth. But we forget the root of that. So that is the root of all evil. And sometimes one. Themselves. Why are they waiting to pierce themselves trying to get the dollar, almighty dollar? You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the money in the world and still be miserable. And trying to get money. How big is your walk with you? I want to know that. As a matter of fact, I'm putting it on Facebook right now because I want to hear from you. Is money a major distraction? Or is it the love of money? Is the love of money? Is it our desire to have money? Is that it? 215-383. You know I know by now something wrong. 3958. That's how to reach us. 3G Radio, those G stand for giving God the glory. I'm your host, Isaac Adams. We still got a wonderful show. I want to hear from you because there's some things that we want to talk about, some current events, what's going on. Is the movement distracting you? Is Black Lives Matter distracting? I don't understand that, but I do understand people are people and they have the right to think for themselves and to live for themselves. But I want to know still what is distracting you. Have you been distracted by all these things going on? Give us a call, y'all. This is Smokey Norman. I understand that you keep standing. BG Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. Seems like my best just ain't good enough. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Do you see? Do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, yeah, one more step, says I'm preparing you, oh, for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm alone, I see you, and yes, I understand. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. Feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. And then he told me,
understood that you were going to fall. And that is I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in my life. Thank you so much. We're so busy. The way you feel is distracting. We want to know what is distracting you from getting closer to Christ. Because, see, there's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of times we forget or we don't even think about it. We get so complacent and caught up in what we have, forget that we're on a mission. You weren't put here to be stagnant. You weren't put here to club every night. Ooh, every weekend. Oh, I'm going to hit somebody. Somebody can beat me. You wasn't put here to turn up. Are you for real? Stop turning up and showing up. We need you. This is a part of God's plan. We're scared to share with for whatever reason. God, give us a spirit. You, I knew had no his ministry. You understand that no matter where we at, where we go, he's going to be here. So it's not about the fear. It's about doing what you've been called to do. What's hindering you? What's keeping you from being that awesome man or woman of God? I want to read something I was checking out a little earlier in regards to commentary, Benson commentary in regards to Galatians 5 and 7. You did run. See, in the race of faith, love, and obedience, and true, genuine Christianity, believing its truths, experiencing its grace, enjoying its privileges, performing its duties, as the faith and holiness enjoyed in the gospel are often in scripture compared to the ancient athletic exercise of the Greeks, especially because in that exercise, great exertion of activity and strength were necessary that you should not continue to obey the truth. In this question, who's the person? Was that who the person was that had put to stop? Surprise and grief at their being stopped. It wasn't about who did it, but the fact that you stopped, the fact that you were off. See, this persuasion concerning the Mosaic law and its necessities, observing it in order to your justification and salvation, cometh not of God, who calleth you to his kingdom. A little leaven, if it be so unto you, leaven. Continue to go, pull you away, allowing contracted dinner to be bigger things, a little leaven, hope. So I want you all to just kind of walk on, figure it out. What's the strategy?
Let's go. businessman. I follow the scriptures so you can call that my business plan. Do what he tell me to do, that is how my business is ran. Cajo be my business brand, see me in my business stand. Put your fist in the air for the kingdom, it don't matter where they from, man, bring them. International or bilingual, we gon' let the Holy Ghost power sing them. Drug dealers, pimps, thugs, kids, kings, and older. Bow your head to Jehovah, okay, now you're a soldier.
Thank you a million times.
Won't be enough.
Strong and mighty.